שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי רבש כרך ב'.
Hello, we're reading from the writings of Rabash. The article is, What is a cup of blessing must be full in the work? The study material can be found on kabbalahmedia.info. You can send questions live in the Arvut system. If you ask a question here, make sure you stand up and ask loud and clearly into the microphone. What is a cup of blessing must be full in the work?
The cup of blessing should be full in the work. It should be full with prayer, with our expectations, with a deficiency that we have reached being opposite the Creator. And then this whole preparation in our heart, it is called a cup of blessing, that we ask for the blessing that the Creator will transform us, will change our heart, so that instead of thoughts and desires that are in order to receive, he will invert it to be in order to bestow through everyone else to him, to the Creator. This is called that a cup of blessing is full. That when we bless him in such a way and we thank him for creating us with this cruel, opaque will to receive, blocked will to receive, but nevertheless he gave us the possibility to actually invert it, to be in order to bestow to the opposite.
So,
we understand this change that we have to make. And we are grateful to him for giving us the possibility to be incorporated with these two opposite forms, our ego, reception, and bestowal. So that by connecting the two of them, we will be close to the Creator, like the Creator, we will rise to him. We will reach a state where we understand and feel and truly become like him. This is why before we begin to enter contact with the Creator, we need to feel where we truly exist. And why did he create us in such a way? And what is it that we have to do in order to invert ourselves to resemble him? And that specifically from these two forms, we will be as created beings on the one hand and as the Creator on the other hand. This is how we will reach our complete correction.
No.
Yes.
Ma'amar, ma'u kof shel bracha tzarich liot male ba'avodah.
Article, what is a cup of blessing must be full in the work? It is written in the Zohar, full, which is said regarding a cup of blessing, is as it is written, a cup of full of the blessing of the Lord. So a man should be whole, as it is written, and Jacob came whole. There must not be any flaw in it. For all that has a blemish will not approach. Likewise, the letters Aleph Lamed Mem, mute, with Yud He are the letters of Elohim, are as the count of cup, namely 86. For this reason, the cup must be full, for if you reverse the word Ilem, you will find Male, full, for the word cup in Gematria is full, Yod He. We should understand the following. One, what does it imply that when wine is poured into a cup and it is full, it is called a cup full of the blessing of the Creator? This means that if the cup is not filled with wine, the blessing of the Creator cannot be. Two, why does it say, so a man should be whole, like the cup with the wine? What does it add to us by this? After all, if the cup is already filled with the blessing of the Creator, why does man also need to be like that? Implying that otherwise he cannot receive the blessing. Therefore, with regard to whom is the cup called blessing of the Creator? Does the cup need the blessing? Three, the most perplexing is what he says, that man should be whole. As it is written, all that has a blemish will not approach. This implies that one who has a flaw can no longer approach the Creator. This means that one who is missing a limb can no longer approach the Creator and must stay far from the Creator and has no freedom of choice. Four. What does it imply that he says Ilem and Male are the same letters? That a cup in Gematria is Male Yud-He, filled with the Creator. To understand all the above, we must remember the whole order of the work that we were given to do, as it is written, which God has created to do. We said several times that there are two opposite discernments before us, which are called, one, the purpose of creation, which is his desire to do good to his creations, meaning for the creatures to receive delight and pleasure. Two, the correction of creation, for the creatures to strive to bestow upon the Creator so he will enjoy. That is, the will to receive for oneself wants to enjoy, and the Creator gave him this desire. But he relinquishes this desire and wants only for the Creator to enjoy. It follows that the two are opposites. Hence, it is hard work to achieve such a desire called desire to bestow contentment upon one's maker and relinquish the desire for self-benefit. In order to be able to emerge from the control of the will to receive, we must begin in Lo Lishma, meaning for our own benefit. In other words, by observing Torah and Mitzvot, he will be rewarded in this world, as it is written in the Zohar, that he will have life, health, and sustenance. Otherwise, he will not be able to enjoy the corporeal life in this world. When a person believes this, he has someone who compels him to observe the Torah and Mitzvot. This is called believing in reward and punishment, meaning that he observes Torah and Mitzvot because he is afraid of punishment and expects to receive reward. Sometimes the reward and punishment are expressed in a person as reward and punishment in the next world, where there are the Garden of Eden and Hell. And this is the reason compelling him to observe Torah and Mitzvot. And since from Lo Lishma we come to Lishma, meaning that the light in the Torah illuminates to him that there is a different manner of reward and punishment, where the reward is to be rewarded with Dvekut, with the Creator. At that time, he can feel the greatness of the King, and this is the reward he expects. And he regards as punishment when he sees and feels that he is separated from the life of lives and that he is far from the Creator. This to him is the biggest punishment. It follows that even when a person already has some sensation of Torah and Mitzvot, which the Lo Lishma has caused him, when sometimes he begins to feel a little bit of the greatness of the Creator, this causes him to want to annul before him as a candle before a torch. At that time, a person cannot understand why he wants to annul before him now and annul all of his own reality before the Creator. Rather, this comes to him as though it is a natural thing, meaning that even though he does not understand what is being done with him now, that he wants to annul, but in reality, so it is. This is called an awakening from above, where a person's hand does not touch. Hand means attainment, from the words, when a hand attains. Meaning that a person does not understand why he wants to completely annul before him. However, later, when the awakening departs from him, a person begins to yearn to achieve annulment before the Creator and wants to obtain the feeling he had while in ascent. But now he begins to see how far he is from this, and all his organs resist such ideas as annulling self-benefit, and that all his concerns will be how to bring contentment to his Maker. At that time he sees that the world has grown dark on him. He cannot find a place from which to receive vitality. And then he sees that he is in a state of descent and lowliness. When he comes to such a descent, he sees that no one has such bad thoughts. However, one should believe in the sages that such thoughts come from above, meaning that from above, they want this person, who now wants to approach the Creator, to suffer descents, because by having descents, he will feel the need for the Creator to lift him. This is as it is written, he lifts the indignant from the trash. That is precisely when he feels that he's in the trash, meaning that all those things that he regarded as trash, as animal food, who eat the waste that people throw in the trash, and of which they say that it is food that is unfit for human consumption, as he himself says during an ascent. But now, that the Creator wants to bring him closer, a person should feel his lack, and then he can receive a filling for the lack. It follows that precisely when a person is in the trash and from there searches for his food, when he sees to what state he has come after all the labor he has given in order to obtain the desire to bestow contentment upon his maker, then he can make an earnest prayer. Yet a person does not always have the strength to believe. However, when a person is already standing near the place from which he will receive the help from above, and near means that the kli, vessel, meaning the desire to bestow, is far away from him, then he sees that only the Creator can save him. As Baal Salam said, this is the most important point in man's work. For then he has close contact with the Creator, because he sees 100% that nothing can help him but the Creator himself. Although he believes this, still, this faith does not always illuminate for him that specifically now is the best time to receive the salvation of the Creator. That specifically now he can be saved and the Creator will bring him closer. Meaning, given the desire to bestow, and emerge from the control of self-love, which is called Exodus from Egypt. In other words, he comes out of the control of the Egyptians who afflicted Israel and did not let them do the holy work. And the children of Israel sighed from the work, and their cry rose up to God. And then the Creator brought them out from the exile in Egypt. In other words, since the people of Israel felt the enslavement and wanted to escape from this exile that the Egyptians were enslaving them, when they came to this important point of feeling their lowliness, the Creator brought them out of Egypt. This is as the Ari says, that when the people of Israel were in Egypt, they were already in 49 gates of Tum'ah, impurity, and then the Creator brought them out of Egypt. This means that they already came to the worst lowliness, the lowest that can be. And then the Creator brought them out. It follows that when a person sees that he is in utter lowliness, he should believe that specifically now is the time when the Creator will bring him closer. And if the faith does not shine for him then, on the spot, he escapes the campaign. It follows that the whole order of the labor that he has given is seemingly for nothing, but later he is given another awakening from above. And once again he forgets what he had during the descent, and thinks once more that he will have no longer have descent, and so on, repeatedly. A person needs great mercy in order to not escape the campaign. Although he uses the counsels that our sages said, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the Torah as a spice, but the person says that he has already used this advice several times to no avail.
He also says that he has already used the advice, he who comes to purify is aided. And it is as though all the counsels are not for him. Thus, he does not know what to do. This is the worst state for a person. meaning he wants to escape from these states, but has nowhere to run. At that time, he suffers torments at being between despair and confidence. But then the person says, where will I turn? At that time, the only advice is prayer. Yet this prayer is also without any guarantee. So it follows that then he must pray to believe that the Creator does hear a prayer. And everything that one feels in these states is to his benefit. But this can be only above reason. Meaning, although the mind tells him, after all the calculations, you see that nothing can help you, he should believe this too, above reason, that the Creator can deliver him from the will to receive for himself, in return for which he will receive the will to bestow. Then, when a person receives from the Creator the will to bestow, he becomes whole with the Creator. Meaning that he has been rewarded with equivalence of four, which is called unification. At that time, the person is considered as having no blemish, since all of man's blemishes are that he has bad thoughts about spirituality. That is, in self-feeling the importance of Kedusha, holiness, that it is something very important when he wants to annul before him, when he has love of the Creator, because of the yearning for the Creator, to him, it is the opposite. That is, he feels the resistance of the body. All this comes for lack of faith in the greatness of the Creator. And how can he approach the Creator with the blemishes he has within him? This is the meaning of what we asked. How did they say that one who has a blemish shall not approach? For it means that he no longer has any choice to be able to approach the Creator. In other words, the verse, therefore choose life, was not said about him. Can this be said? However, in work, we should say that a blemish means a lack, meaning lack of faith in the Creator. Thus, all who has a blemish will not approach, meaning cannot approach the Creator. Instead, first he must correct his blemishes, meaning to do good deeds with the aim to be rewarded with faith in the Creator, that he watches over the world as the good who does good. Now we will explain what we asked. Why is it implied that a cup of blessing should be filled with wine? Otherwise, it is not regarded as a cup of blessing. And he says, so man should be whole. But what is the connection between the cup and the man? That if the cup must be full, so should man be whole? The answer is that the cup is the vessel in which the wine is placed. A vessel is called a lack, and the filling enters the lack. Wine is abundance, and with respect to the abundance, there is never a lack, since is anything missing in the king's house? And as it is written, I, the Lord, do not change, meaning that there is never a deficit in the light. Rather, everything depends on the receiving vessels, that they will be complete vessels and not broken ones. As we learned, there was the matter of the breaking of the vessels, where from the breaking of the vessels, the shells emerged. The breaking of the vessels means that just as when a physical vessel breaks, if you place a liquid in the vessel, it all spills out. So it is in spirituality. If the cup, called a vessel, is not full, but the vessel is deficient with respect to the Creator, the abundance exits to the outer ones, namely to the shells. The intimation that the cup must be full means that the cup should be in equivalence of form with the abundance that comes from the giver. And the cup can be full, and the abundance will not go to the outer ones. In order to understand this intimation, they added and said, so men should be whole, and there will be no blemish in him. This is when the cup is called a cup of blessing. In other words, the man who is the vessel that should receive the abundance of the blessing should be whole with the Creator. This means that all of man's concerns should be only about the benefit of the Creator and not about his own benefit. This is called a complete cup, meaning that man should be whole, and then the cup can be full. In other words, if the vessel called cup, implying to the receiving individual, the blessing can be full in the vessel, and it does not spill over from the blessing, meaning the vessel to the outer ones, who are the shells. Rather, everything stays in Kedusha, since this man has no blemish. Because a blemish in spirituality means that there is a mixture of the will to receive. If the person has corrected himself from all his blemishes, which is the will to receive for himself, what remains is a cup full of the blessing of the Creator, and no abundance flows out to the external ones. Now we will explain what he says. Ilem, mute, with Yud-Hei, is the letters of Elohim, God, and it is the same number as a cup in Gematria. Hence, the cup must be full. For if you invert the letters of the word ilem, mute, you find male, full. We should understand what this implies to us. The Ari explains the name the Lord, Elohim, after the name of the vessel that is fit to receive the abundance called light. He says that the order of the scrutiny is that the sparks and vessels must be raised from Bi'ah to Atzilut for Ibur, impregnation in Ima. At that time, 320 sparks ascend, comprising 32 phases, where each phase comprises 10. Thus, 320 phases. The shattering occurred because of Malchut, of the quality of judgment that was in each Malchut in each of the 32 paths. Hence, the shattering occurred because of this Malchut. Hence, the first correction was that Abba, called Chokhmah, sorted and removed the malchut of each phase. This is regarded as removing the malchut in each path, which is called P. Peh, which is Malchut, from which the degree is revealed and shines. This is as he says in the study of the Ten Sefirot, the Ubar, embryo, does not speak at all, for it is Ilem, mute, from Elohim. Hence, it is mute, devoid of speech. This is the meaning of or who makes him mute. And as it is written in Tas, now, meaning at the time of Yenika, nursing, they will be filled with the letters Yud-Hei and become a complete Elohim, God. We should discern between speech and mute in a work. Speech means revelation. When a person already has the state of Yenika in spirituality, and he feels that he is nursing from the Kedusha, because nursing the milk indicates Chasadim, for the quality of Chesed, mercy, is bestowal. When a person is rewarded with vessels of bestowal, meaning that all his actions are for the sake of the Creator, and he has no concerns for his own benefit, this is regarded as being rewarded with the quality of Chesed. However, before the Yenika, there is Ibu, impregnation, meaning that the upper one corrects him. This can be when a person is like an embryo in its mother's womb, where the embryo annuls before the mother and has no view of its own. But, as our sages said, an embryo is its mother's thigh. It eats what its mother eats, and it has no authority of its own to ask any questions. Rather, it does not merit a name. This is called mute, when it has no mouth to ask questions. This is so when a person can go with his eyes shut above reason and believe in the sages and go all the way. This is called Ibur, when he has no mouth. Ibur means, as it is written, the level of Malchut, which is the most restricted katnut possible, is called Ibur. This comes from the words Evra, anger, and Dinim, judgments. As it is written, and the Lord was impregnated in me for your sake. We should interpret the meaning of anger and judgments. When a person must go with his eyes shut, above reason, the body resists this work. Hence, the fact that the person always has to overcome, this is called anger, wrath, and trouble. Since it is hard work to always overcome and annul before the upper one, for the upper one to do with him whatever the upper one wants. This is called Ibur, which is the most restricted katnut possible. The correction is, as our sages said, Abba, who is Chokhmah, gives the white, meaning he whitens the lower one from its will to receive. So the person begins to feel that the will to receive is waste. As it is written, though your sins are as scarlet, they will be as white as snow. At that time, it is considered that his mother gives the red, meaning that Bina is called light of Chasadim, which is the light that comes into the vessels of bestowal. That is, once a person has come to know that the will to receive for himself is called waste, he receives the will to bestow. All this is considered that the upper one works and the lower one annuls itself without any criticism. This is regarded as having no mouth, and this is called mute, which means that he has no mouth. Afterward comes the states, come the states of birth and yenika, nursing, suckling. At that time, he already has a mouth, meaning that he has his own authority and he already knows what he's doing. He already has permission to make his own choices, which is regarded as being on his own. This is regarded as receiving ruach, which illuminates when he already has his own authority in Kedusha. But in Ibur, he had only nefesh, from the word nefisha, resting, stillness, meaning still, which has no independent movement, but the upper one moves it in every direction. At that time, he receives a complete name from Elohim, meaning that being in Ibur, Ilem, mute, from Elohim, meaning that he did not have his own authority, so that he will own the work, but rather everything was attributed to the upper one. When he was born and has his own yenika, suckling in yenika, in Kedusha, he is a full name of Elohim. This is the intimation that the fact that he was mute from his own perspective before has now become full. That is, he has been rewarded with Yud Hei from Elohim, which implies a complete name, Kap in Gematria, which is the number for Elohim, which is 86. And then the cup is full. In other words, when a person has corrected himself into the domain of Kedusha, it is called a complete vessel. And it is called a cup of blessing. Meaning that the blessing can already be in it, since the vessel is corrected so that everything that it receives will remain in Kedusha. By this, we understand what it implies that the cup should be filled with wine. It implies to us that the abundance will remain in the vessel and nothing will spill out from there to the outer ones. Rather, everything will be in order to bestow. It follows that when speaking of the mitzvot, it all pertains to branch and root. This is why the cup of blessing must be full, which implies to spirituality, meaning the order of man's work to achieve the purpose of creation.
Shilot. Questions. Yes.
Boker Tov, Rav.
Good morning, Rav.
Ketuv.
It says,
Ela ba'avodah yesh lomar kimul.
But rather, in the work, we should say that the blemish is called a lack, meaning a lack in the faith of the Creator. Necessarily, anyone who has a blemish cannot approach he will not be able to approach the Creator. But rather, first, one has to correct his blemishes, meaning one has to do good deeds with the intention of being rewarded with faith in the Creator, that he watches over the world as the good who does good. Can you open it up and please explain what does it mean, good deeds with this intention?
Man has to reach a state where he believes, he sees, he feels, he accepts that the Creator is the only ruler over all of reality, and that he directs all of reality to a state that is good, that does good. So he can do good, and that state of doing good will be good for the person, for the human. And that's really the goal of our corrections.
Yes.
When a person receives this feeling, he has to continue in the direction the Creator is showing him. How does he take the next step? Does he wait? What does he do?
From what state to what state? I didn't understand.
I see that the will to receive is bad for me.
Yes.
For example, I thought I was thinking enough about my 10, and then an ugly state came to me, and I see that I think about myself 24/7, then I smile, I tell myself, see, you weren't thinking enough about me. The Creator smiles, he says, you see, you weren't thinking about me, you should think about me more. So then I tell myself, okay, I need to do better. How do I use it? What do I do now?
You keep going. If you understood what is the right progress, then expand it. Very simple. Just expand it. You have an example, you have support, and what else do you need? Only your own effort and your own prayer. For the effort, and then you'll attain the next degree. Because each time you need a greater participation on your part.
Greater participation on my part?
Yes.
And to find my way of doing it?
Of course. You awaken the next states. That's what you wish to achieve.
Okay, thanks.
Ken.
Yes.
In the article, he talked about praying without any confidence, any guarantee. I wanted to ask, when there is a lack, let's say for something that is necessary, and you realize that with your hands and legs you won't be able to answer it, and you come to understand that only the Creator can help you, so to be in that state of prayer, you don't know how long it's going to take. It could take a day, it could take a week, it could take much longer. So how do you hold on in that state?
In the prayer, you are facing the Creator. You have a certain contact with Him. You turn to Him. You want or even demand, ask for a response. In the prayer itself, you already have connection with the Creator. It's not that you stand in front of a void and you have no one to hang your prayer onto. If you already have some connection, some belonging to the prayer, then certainly in your prayer there is an opportunity to feel who you're turning to.
I remember from the past that there was a prayer, there's this knowledge, and the prayer was answered. So this knowledge in your head, actually, on the one hand, it lets you persist in your next prayers, in the future prayers, because you feel that it is becoming harder and harder. It takes a lot of effort. Many times you fall in the prayer. So the question of these falls, it's something that prolongs the time. There's no choice. You have to fall from the prayer or...
No. Like it says, a righteous will fall 1,000 times and will rise. Meaning that specifically from the falls and the awakenings to new states, that's how we pave the way forward.
In the prayer, is there some quota that we have to fill? Is there some process we have to go through? Or?
Yes, of course. We don't know in advance what is the right measure, but it's clearly there is.
In that state of prayer, what happens inside the person? Does the Creator work on him, format him, prepare the next stage for him? What is happening during that state?
To the extent that we... No, say the question again.
When a person is in that state of prayer, he holds on to it forcefully. What does the Creator do in him, inside of him? Does he prepare him for the next stage? Does he take him through all kinds of internal things?
Yes, of course. Yes.
So, only, you said about the falls, 1,000 times shall the righteous fall and get up and rise. So these falls can happen up to the very last moment, or the prayer, in the process of the prayer, there should be a point where he manages to hold on, or...
Until the last moment, and we can't even wait for it or expect it and so forth. We have to move forward, not in a sense, in the sense that I'm waiting for it to happen already. On the contrary, actually, a person who advances to the goal correctly, he ultimately doesn't expect it to end.
When you say it's the opposite, I should feel that now I have this privilege to have a need towards the Creator. I should appreciate the fact that I need Him.
That it's all for His benefit.
Toda.
Thank you.
Beseder, ken.
All right, yes.
What you answer the friend now is that the person understands it's all to his benefit. And he feels himself in the process. In the article, yes, he describes a state of great loneliness, when a person cannot hear any more advice. He hears the advice of one who comes to be purified. He's aided. He can't hear the advice of a created divine nation, created the spice of Torah. He can't hear any of them, of these advice, because he despairs of everything. And Rabash writes that in that state, in that place, the advice is to have a prayer which is above reason. Now, I'm trying to depict this state, and I ask, where does the person has the strength when he no longer believes in everything, he doesn't agree with any of the advice, he thinks it's not for him? In that state, where does the person have the strength to raise a prayer above reason?
If it's the way you describe it, then he has nothing.
I'm describing what is written here.
I don't know about what's written. I'm hearing from you how you understand what's written, that a person has nothing. If he has nothing, then there's nothing.
He writes here that he says that all of these all the advice is not for him. He doesn't know what to do. He's in a worse state. He doesn't know how to run away from this state.
Yes.
And Rabash says that at that time, the only advice is prayer.
Uh-huh.
Yet this prayer is also without any guarantees, so that he has to believe that the Creator does hear the prayer.
Mm-hmm.
This can only be above reason. Some asking from where does one get the strength when he no longer believes all the advice to come up with such a prayer
above reason. You'll find the strength. He'll find the strength above reason.
How?
Find it. When there's nothing and nothing can help, and before you there's no hope, you climb to above reason.
Can.
Yeah.
Ot.
More?
No, David.
כן, הרגשת אותי רב. נכון לומר שדווקא במצב הזה,
it's correct to say that precisely in that state is the opportunity that a person has to pray above reason. The Creator is now giving him a possibility to truly pray above his reason when he really feels that he has no strength of his own by which to achieve anything. And then his prayer, for the very first time maybe, can be above reason. So this is actually the Creator's help to enable us to rise above reason, is that he doesn't give us any forces.
Right. Yes.
To continue this scrutiny. So what is a spiritual ascent then?
Spiritual ascent is that from a state where he has no strength, he tries to annul himself with his very last strength, and thus the Creator raises him.
So this is the opposite of how one feels.
I don't know what's opposite of the feeling, but if a person has nothing more to do, if he has no strength, no beginning of action of his own, and from that state where there's nothing, there's no past, present, future, anything, if he cries to the Creator and only relies on the Creator, and even that he can barely hold on to, but that saves him.
And this will be considered an ascent.
Afterwards, yeah.
Meaning this feeling that this action was with, I don't want to say benefit, but that it was actually useful, beneficial, that this state was beneficial for the person, that will come later.
Tov.
Yes.
Ken.
Rav,
he gives a very interesting explanation here about that first state that we have to reach, which is Ibu, impregnation, and later on birth and Yenika, suckling. I want to ask about Ibu, the state that is closest to us. He writes the following: after a person has reached the knowledge that the will to receive for himself is called waste, then he receives the will to bestow, and this is all considered that the upper one is doing it, and the lower one just annuls itself without any criticism. This is considered as having no mouth, and this is called mute. So I want to ask, if our work is all in a 10, how can one annul himself without any criticism? How can we do it?
Tell me, is it easier with or without criticism?
I'm not looking for what's easy. I'm looking for how to advance.
Yes.
So in order to advance, we need criticism. And then to overcome it. Meaning, the criticism is there. And the will to receive is the opposite, of course. There's no doubt about that. The question is, how, when the criticism appears, how can we not take it into account?
No, not to take it into account at all is not to do any kind of criticism. Rather, to do the criticism and take it into account and then go above the criticism.
How can we go above the criticism?
Even though it's all clear and everything is facing the person, and he sees that he has no other way to do anything, he nevertheless goes above what he sees.
And if he sees that a friend is criticizing and he doesn't manage to work with it,
what does that matter?
Should he pray in a different way? Should he work on himself so that he will not see that criticism?
That he won't see, you know? That he will help the friend, maybe that way.
How to help a friend who is criticizing?
When he has criticism on the friend?
Not necessarily the same over himself, but in general, that he has criticism.
Okay, no, we're not going to be able to clarify anything this way.
Okay, so maybe he's criticizing another friend, let's say, in the work between us in the tent.
So I have to help him. I have to get closer to him and help him.
But the friend doesn't let me approach him when he's criticizing. How can I break through?
Start from far away. We already discussed that. Okay.
Where
are you looking at? The clock?
Ma.
What? Good morning, teacher. He writes that Ibur is Evra and Dinim.
Right, wrath and judgment.
So from the creator, on the creator's part, it's called a transgression of Evra because it is restriction, Tzimtzum.
Ibur,
impregnation, is a state where the lower one feels that he is beginning to become depicted, formed in the upper one.
But he also feels separate from the upper one, no?
Yes, and in that he also feels how much he's separated, how much he's the opposite.
So that's why it's called avera, transgression.
It's not avera, transgression, it's evra.
Evra.
Anger. Maybe there's another word for it. They say
like anger.
Yeah, anger. Or difficulty. An effort.
So it's on our part, this effort and difficulty? It's an action that already happens consciously, or what?
Yeah, it is on our part. We are going to feel it. We will feel it. Okay. We have other questions here.
Thank you, Rav. So what does it really mean to go all the way in this entire process?
It's to agree even though you disagree. In each and every step on the way that we have ahead of us, everything that is revealed to you.
When I discover a state, like you said before, that I reach faith above reason, that's a state where I no longer listen to my personal desire and I completely annul before the Creator?
Yes.
It's a state that is before birth, the end of conception and before birth.
It's in each and every state in spirituality that I have to annul before the upper one. The moment that I cannot annul before the upper one, I become an abortion.
So what is the state afterwards where he says that the Creator will be impregnated in me for your sake?
That the Creator is inside of me and He makes of me a new creation. A new creation.
What does the new creation mean? That I understand in my feeling that whatever I receive is for the Creator, for the friends, not for myself? Can I say it that way?
Yes.
No.
From Africa, they ask it. It is written when a person already corrected himself to the authority of Kedusha. This is called a complete vessel and a cup of blessing, meaning that the blessing can dwell in it because the kli is corrected, that everything that will be received will remain in holiness. The question is, how does a person correct himself to enter the authority of holiness?
By annulling himself all the time. More and more and more. So, in such a way, he comes closer to, in order to bestow.
They ask from Belarus, it is written, and then when a person receives the desire to bestow from the Creator, he becomes whole with the Creator, meaning that he merits equivalence of form, which is called unification. What's the meaning of equivalence of form with the Creator?
As He is merciful, so you are merciful. As He is gracious, so you are gracious. This is called equivalence of form.
From Kabiu 9, why does he say that when a person comes to despair and is powerless, still the prayer is without any confidence?
Because he didn't acquire this confidence. He doesn't have forces, he doesn't have anything. He feels despair. So from where will he have confidence? One contradicts the other.
Me'umen hibu shalosh shalot.
From Women Hebrew 3, they ask, what is the state that a person eats waste that is suitable for animals?
It's that he's willing to receive in order to receive, which lowers him from the degree of man to the degree of beast, animal.
No.
From Belarus, how to nullify before the control of the upper one and nullify during the anger and judgments?
How to overcome the anger and judgments? To annul himself, that's what he has to do.
Odem Sholim.
More they ask, how does the attainment of faith above reason look like between the friends in the ten?
Between the friends. It's that they connect together and they rise above themselves into the connection. What was the question again?
How does the attainment of faith above reason look like between the friends in the ten?
Between the friends.
Well,
we usually learn how it is in each, inside each and every one, and not that it's between them. First, for that we have to connect first and begin to rise together as a single vessel. Then they will feel what does it mean to be in a single attainment.
Moscow free.
Спасибо, учитель. Вот в конце отрывка написано, что затем следует ступень родов и вскармливания, когда уже у него есть род.
At the end, it writes that then comes the degree of birth and nursing, where he already has a desire of his own and he knows what to do. So what does it mean that the embryo has some desire of his own?
That he is capable of performing actions against his desire. Actions against his desire, meaning in order to bestow. From that moment on, it's the beginning of the yenika, the suckling, the period of the ibu, you know, conception ends, and the beginning and the period of the yenika, the suckling, begins.
То есть еще у зародыша получается нет силы преодоления этой духовной силы.
So the embryo has no desire to overcome this.
Well, the embryo only has the power to annul itself. Only the ability to annul itself.
Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот это полная чаша между нами в десятке. Что это такое?
This complete cup or quota between us in the ten, what does that mean?
When we can be together in a single direction.
Kiev 3.
Здравствуйте. Скажите, пожалуйста, правильная реакция на гнев и суды — это покрывать милосердием и оправдывать?
What is the right response to anger and judgments? It's to cover with chassadim and justify these states?
Так делаем, хотим покрывать.
When we do that, when we want to cover with the judgments with mercy, is that an awakening from above or it's already a revelation?
It could be both this and that. It depends on the state that we're in.
A
person can receive because it fills him, and a person can bestow and it fills him.
Another question, if I can. I heard that the light of Chassadim always comes with light of Chokhmah clothed in it, if I'm not confusing it.
Well, go on.
So does that mean that these states of seeing anger and judgments in me or the friends, I want to relate to it with Chassadim and justify it, and from above I'm giving strength to act that way, and that leads to the revelation of spiritual attainment?
Yes.
Спасибо.
Yes.
Woman Moscow 6.
Спасибо, Рав. У нас два вопроса от моей десятки, шестой, и от 105-й попросила. Первый вопрос. Если нету личной молитвы...
Question from our 10 and another one. If I have no prayer or demand from the Creator, should I join the prayer of the 10? Is that considered a real prayer?
Как мы можем понять...
Question from 10105. How can we understand in our birth in spirituality? Is it about the birth of the person or the ten?
Again?
Is the birth, the spiritual birth of the person or of the ten? Is it about a person as an individual or a ten? What is born in spirituality?
There's no meaning to this. I mean, we will understand that later. Ita 3.
Buongiorno, Rav. Dobbiamo aspettare la correzione finale per essere nella sua sensazione, nella sensazione di questa preghiera completa.
Do we need to wait for the final correction in order to be in the feeling of the complete prayer?
Ken?
Yes.
Well,
I don't know what you mean by the end of correction, but complete prayer also, we didn't reach that yet, but we are already approaching it. Tel Aviv
1.
If a person who's on the path crashes like it's written, so much so that he reaches the state of a beast, how can a beast even pray? What connection does it have?
But if he's with the group, then through the group, when as the changes state, the states change nevertheless between all of them, that even the beast can feel the flaw in it and advance in this way.
So let's say I'm in a state that I'm really despaired. There's no lower place. So what I look at the friends and I see them as great and I strengthen, do I tell them about my state? Or I avoid it because it might lower them?
Well, you need to see that according to the situation. Women PT 33.
Woman PT 33.
Women PT 33.
Thank you, Rav. Good morning. In the third paragraph from the end, it says that when he already has the ability, the authority to make a choice on his own, can you explain that?
Yeah,
it's fourth or fifth paragraph from the end. Afterwards comes the state of birth and yenika, suckling. At that time, he already has a mouth, meaning he has his own authority, and he already knows what he's doing. He already has permission to make his own choices, which is regarded as being on his own.
He's
regarded as receiving Ruach, which illuminates when he has his own authority in Kedusha.
But
in Ibur, he had only nefesh, from the word nefisha, resting or stillness, meaning the state of still, which has no independent movement. But the upper one moves it in every action. So there's no awakening on behalf of the lower one. So what is the question?
I thought that the Creator always shakes us and moves us. So what is the nursing yenika when he suddenly has an authority of his own to make a choice of his own?
Well, this is what he does through all kinds of means. We are always under the control of the Creator, even in the end of correction. However, the question is, how do we discover it and feel it and agree with it?
So what does he discover in terms of the birth and nursing?
He discovers how much he's under the control of the upper one. Okay.
So what does he write here that he is in his own authority?
But rather what?
If he discovers how much he's under the rulership of the upper one and in his hands, where does he write that?
But his own authority means he discovers how much he's not in adhesion with the Creator.
Ah, okay. Now I got it. Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Okay, so what are we going to do next, Dudi?
We'll move to the next part or more questions.
I don't see there's any more, anything more here. So
we'll move to the next part of the lesson, preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, and let's first sing a song.
Said, I wonder if we could unite humanity into a single man with one heart and one body. I'll cover him with love. It's the only thing we must learn. 'Cause we came from one point into this point we will return. We are a village, that's how we used to be. We are one village, and we're living in unity. We are one village, that's how we used to be. Warriors racing toward the good.